North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un met today with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's defense capability. It adds to the heightened concern the North may return to a hardline stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what he says is a policy of hostility toward Pyongyang, and he has warned he is ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. Germany's finance minister, and vice chancellor have reacted with anger to U.S. President Donald Trump's threatened sanctions, which have now forced a company laying sections of a new German-Russian natural gas pipeline to stop its work on the project. They call the U.S. action interference in Germany's internal affairs. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it will increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today Moscow planned to respond to the new measures meant to block Nord Stream 2. He did not elaborate. The pipeline is designed to sharply increase the flow of natural gas from Russia to Germany. Afghanistan's election commission today had some welcome news for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears headed for a second five-year term in office. In preliminary results, Ghani received almost 51% of the late September vote, well ahead of a second-place finisher, Abdullah Abdullah, who won about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today defended a new citizenship law that critics claim discriminates against Muslims. The setting was a ruling Nationalist Party rally in New Delhi. This follows days of violent protests against the legislation. Modi called for Indians to respect their parliament. President Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade agreement. Announced earlier this month, the deal is part of a bid to end the long-running trade war between the world's two largest economies. Under the accord, the United States would reduce some tariffs in exchange for a large increase in Chinese purchases of American farm products. The president also used a Florida speech to attack Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Republican-held U.S. Senate for a trial.
So now she says, you know, she has no case. She has no case. So let's not submit it. That's good, right? That's good. But you know what? So unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case. Did they look bad? They got up the same thing, the Constitution. They are violating the Constitution.
Britain's main opposition Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, today apologized for waging an election campaign that handed Prime Minister Boris Johnson a mandate to take the UK out of the European Union next month. But the veteran socialist politician defended his far-left platform and blamed the media for helping relegate his century-old party to its worst performance since before World War II. Corbyn said, quote, "I wanted to unite the country that I love, but I'm sorry that we came up short, and I take my responsibility for it." A senior UN official reports more than a million Palestinians are living in crisis conditions in Israeli-occupied territories. He's pushing a $348 million plan to address Palestinians' critical humanitarian needs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN's recently launched 2020 Humanitarian Response Plan aims to assist 1.5 million of the 2.4 million Palestinians in the occupied territories. Most are residents of Gaza, who are in particularly dire straits. The Humanitarian Coordinator for Occupied Palestinian Territory, Jamie McGoldrick, says nearly half of Gaza's population is unemployed. That figure includes 7 out of 10 young people under age 30 who have no jobs. Among them, he says, are more than 400,000 university graduates who cannot find work.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Voters in Croatia are going to the polls today for a presidential election. The incumbent conservative Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic is being challenged by the leftist former prime minister Zoran Milanovic and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.